This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong police drew their guns, fired tear gas, and for the first time, they also fired water cannons at anti-government protesters on Sunday. It was the 12th weekend of demonstrations. Early Monday morning, police said one officer fell to the ground as protesters hurled objects at them. Police said in a statement that one officer fired a warning shot toward the sky. It was the first time any live rounds have been fired since the protests began 3 months ago. Some demonstrators say they've resorted to violent tactics because the government has not responded to their demands. The protests at the major Asian finance center are the biggest threat to peace there since Britain handed over control of Hong Kong to China. In 1997, the protesters say they're demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the one country, two systems arrangement under which Beijing assumed control of the territory. President Donald Trump appeared to acknowledge having second thoughts about the escalating trade war with China on Sunday, but the White House says that's not so. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This is a person that's going to be a great prime minister, in my opinion.
At a jovial breakfast meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, reporters asked the president,
"Any second thoughts on escalating the trade war with China?"
"Yeah, for sure. Why not?
Second thoughts,
Might as well.
You have second thoughts about escalating the war with China?"
"I have second thoughts about everything."
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who was seated next to Trump at the breakfast, later told reporters,
"There were a lot of people yelling. I think it was somewhat, at least I found it somewhat hard to hear."
And he said emphatically the president had no second thoughts on hiking tariffs on China.
"No second thoughts. His only second thoughts, as he said, was maybe he should raise tariffs more. But he's very committed to this."
I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump says the U.S. and Japan have reached agreement on a trade deal in principle that will be signed in September during the U.N. General Assembly. In Washington, this is VOA News. Israel says it has attacked Iranian targets in Syria to foil an imminent attack by what it called Iranian killer drones on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It's rare that Israel takes responsibility for airstrikes on Iranian targets in Syria, although Israel is believed to have carried out hundreds of these attacks over the past few years. But this time, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took credit in a tweet that praised the army's major operational effort and said that Iran had planned to send killer drones with explosives into Israel. He warned Iran that it had no immunity anywhere. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that five people were killed, including two fighters from the pro-Iranian Lebanese Hezbollah organization. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A former Republican congressman is launching a challenge to President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. AP's Tim McGuire has that story.
Conservative radio host and former Republican congressman Joe Walsh says he's running against President Trump because he fears what would happen should Trump win a second term.
"I think the country can survive Trump's four-year tantrum. But you give this guy another 4 years in the White House?"
Walsh tells ABC This Week that Trump is unfit.
"He's nuts. He's erratic. He's cruel. He stokes bigotry. He's incompetent."
The radio host, who served one term in the House, joins former Massachusetts Governor William Weld as Republican challengers to the president. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Former entertainment executive Harvey Weinstein is due back in court in New York City on Monday, involving testimony from a woman who accuses him of rape. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Harvey Weinstein is due to be arraigned on a new indictment that prosecutors say will allow them to bolster their case against him with testimony from Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra, who says the movie mogul raped her in the 1990s. In addition, a ruling is expected in the change of venue request from Weinstein's legal team, who say he can't get a fair trial in the city. The 67-year-old is charged with raping one woman and performing a forcible sex act on another. Weinstein has denied all accusations of non-consensual sex. It remains to be seen if the new legal wrangling will delay the start of his trial, scheduled for September. Julie Walker, New York.
Brazilian troops are headed to the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region. Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires, and forces are headed to six Brazilian states that have asked for federal help. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA. with all the latest hits.